Troy, any injury updates or anything from last night to today?
No. Struble, his finger was doing fine. You know, obviously, as I said last night, your heart skips a beat when you see that developing. But he dodged the bullet there. We all did. Richie got hit on the knee. He's doing fine. And then Steph got that ball off the foot, and he's doing fine. So no injury updates, no COVID updates as well.
That was the baby finger, huh, for Cabrera?
Yeah, right, baby finger. Correct.
Michael Ferrer.
Hey, Tori, last time we talked, I asked you about J.B. Bukowskis and Taylor Clark. What did you like against their outings against Cincinnati and the Angels?
Yeah, J.B. was on the attack with all three pitches. And, you know, just execution stands out for me. And that's what we talk about with some of our young pitchers is, you know, you got stuff, you got to execute, and you got to be consistent. And the past couple outings, JB's been doing a very, very good job of that. And we want him to continue that trend. Taylor, yesterday, last night against the Reds, was following a really good game plan, was, you know, throwing one pitch off of another and changing shapes. I think he did a really good job of commanding the baseball. I think he got nicked up for a solo home run that was just maybe a little bit of a misfire, and it was right in the sweet spot of the hitter that we didn't know that well. And that stuff happens in spring training. But overall, I felt like both guys have been throwing the ball extremely well. And, you know, last night obviously stands out a little bit clearer to me. Taylor did a fantastic job for his three innings.
Zach Buchanan.
Tori, will you guys be making cuts throughout camp like you would do in a normal season, or is it different this year just because there's no minor league camp to send those guys to?
No, we'll be making send-downs, very similar to what we've done in the past. And, you know, those dynamics are changing and evolving. So what happens with those players? I don't have those answers right now, but we will be making some cuts throughout just like we normally do.
David Brandt.
Hey, Tori, I was just wondering the plan with Zach today, how far you were planning on stretching him out, what you'd like to see from him.
Yeah, you know, a lot of what we've been seeing from our starters, consistency with the fastball location, the spin, and, you know, the depth of secondary stuff. And we're watching that get better and better with each outing, with each guy. You know, Zach is going to go three up downs. A pitch count we have in mind, you know, is very consistent with 15 to, you know, 18 pitches per inning. So we'll see what that looks like when it gets near that total. But Zach's in a good spot. He's been throwing the ball extremely well. His pins have been very good, and he's continuing to get better day by day.
Michael Ferrar.
Corey, I know I just asked you about Taylor. Obviously, you know, with the stats, he pitched three innings. Could we see him make a start, or are you just looking at him as a bullpen guy right now?
I don't know that answer. I have that information sitting on my desk, and he's not projected to start for the next several days. I know that. Beyond that, we are going to continue to stretch him out in a situation where a starter need may arise. And then once we get through spring training and get into that area where we got to start to pull back innings and give them to certain starters at certain times, we may make some adjustments. But, you know, the outline for him is to stretch him out as a starter and then remain fluid and make adjustments from there.
Steve Gilbert.
Going back to Gallen for a minute, Tori, what do you kind of project for him innings-wise this year? Is there going to be like an innings limit for him given the way last year, you know, the shortened season?
Yeah, it's something that we've thought about and talked about as a staff. And obviously the medical team will be tied into this as well. And we'll get a final number, and we won't exceed that. What that number is has not yet been determined. And you're right, it's a great question. Everybody needs to be mindful of the workload that they had last year and jumping from, you know, 60, 70 innings up to 200. is not going to necessarily be safe for everybody. But like I said, our medical team does a really, really good job of dissecting that, and we'll come up with a conclusion, and we'll stay with that number, but it hasn't been determined yet.
Corey, along those lines, I mean, obviously, Zach's a very important pitcher for you guys. If you guys are in a playoff hunt, you want him pitching. Does that mean you have to be kind of creative on the front end to maybe skip him or give him an extra day, you know, when the schedule accommodates that?
Yes, you're exactly right. So, you know, you guys have been around us long enough. Every once in a while, we jump into a six-man rotation to give guys an extra day, or we get creative with days off. And you know, there's a design in that. You know, as far as the other piece of it, you know, if we're winning the game 9-1 and he's through five clean, you know, do I take him out of the game to preserve innings? I haven't thought about that part of the equation. I know that's probably what you guys might be thinking could happen, but you know, we want to win as many baseball games as possible and have Zach Gallen throw as many of those innings as possible. So, you know, we have to be creative and we have to be smart. So we'll make some adjustments throughout the course of the year.
Nick Coro.
Hey, Tori, I know I asked you about this earlier this week, maybe, I forget, but any update on when Soria or Clippard are going to pitch? And if not, are things still progressing smoothly with them?
Yeah, very smoothly. You know, I will say that Soria is expected to pitch tomorrow, and then Clippard is going to be sometime in the following days. And everything's progressing perfectly. There's no issues there whatsoever. Soria has thrown to some live hitters, and he knows exactly what he needs, and we're feeding into those needs and getting information from him, and he's looking for a feel, and he wants to develop that feel before he steps on a mound, and tomorrow will be his day. With Clippard, you know, he was a little bit later than some, but came in very good shape. So we just want to be fair to him as well. So he threw a live BP yesterday and looked very good. And the next steps will be in the getting him in the game, and those will be coming. That game will be coming up very, very soon.
Jack Summers.
Tori, back to the send-outs. Do you have a date or a schedule for when the first larger round of send-outs may occur?
I do not have that.
Zach Buchanan.
Tori, just I was wondering if you talked to Tim LoCastro, and is he still feeling good? And when his 10 days are up, and if you know he passes all the protocols and stuff, does he just jump right back into the mix, or do you guys have to ease him in or anything like that?
Well, I mean, there's two parts to that answer. I have talked to him, and he's trying to get on the Herschel Walker exercise plan and do 1,500 push-ups a day. All right, so that ought to explain to you that he's feeling good. And for those of us that know Tim, he's trying to get after it. He said he got to about 300 and then conked out. You know, part A is he assured me that on the 11th day, or when he gets back here, that he's going to be – when he's cleared the protocols – that he wants to be put in the game and he's ready to play nine innings. That's his mindset. However, we're gonna include the media in on that, and I'm sorry, the medical team in on that. Wouldn't that be great if I consulted you guys? Hey, you guys, what do you think? Nine strong for Tim today? I love it. We're gonna include the medical team in on that equation, and we're gonna be extra careful with Tim. We know what his motor's like, but we got to be mindful that he's been sitting around, laying around, improving, getting strong through this COVID situation, and we got to be smart, and we will.
Assuming that everything goes well with the protocols and all that stuff, you see there'd still be plenty of time for him being up to speed by opening day for you guys?
100%, 100% agree with that.
Tori, we're here for you. Anytime you want to go with medical stuff or whatever, we're here.
I love you guys for that. I know you are.
All right. Well,
thanks, guys.